Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Trump tells former White House counsel Don McGahn to defy a subpoena from the House Judiciary Committee. AP's Jackie Quinn reports the Justice Department says Trump has the law on his side.
The White House is citing a legal opinion just issued by the Justice Department that finds Don McGahn would have immunity from testifying before Congress as a former close presidential advisor. Democrats want to hear from McGahn, a key figure in the special counsel's Russia probe, who outlined to Robert Mueller the ways in which President Trump sought to curtail the investigation.
The Justice Department has long held the opinion close presidential advisors have absolute immunity from being compelled to testify before Congress about their work. Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler says he might hold McGahn in contempt if he doesn't show for tomorrow's planned hearing. Separately, a federal judge in Washington rules against Trump in a financial records dispute, declaring the president cannot block a House Oversight and Government Reform Committee subpoena for information from an accounting firm that has done work for him and the Trump Organization. And a hearing is planned in New York Wednesday in another case, this one involving an effort by Trump, his business, and his family to prevent Deutsche Bank and Capital One from complying with subpoenas from the House Financial Services and Intelligence Committees for banking and financial records. The president is holding a rally in Pennsylvania, a state he nearly won in 2016. He tells the crowd his economic record is good for the campaign.
Politics is a crazy world, but when you have the best employment numbers in history, when you have the best unemployment numbers in history, when you have the best economy probably that we've ever had, I don't know, how the hell do you lose this election, right?
This is AP Radio News. An update on a story of a transgender woman whose beating in front of a crowd in Texas last month was captured on cell phone video.
Officers found the complainant lying face down in the street, deceased from homicidal violence.
Dallas Police Major Vincent Weddington says Mohalisa Booker was 23. She was shot and killed on Saturday. No suspect has been identified. The Eiffel Tower had to be evacuated today after it was closed when a man climbed the Paris landmark and refused to come down for several hours. Members of a special firefighting climbing unit and police negotiators eventually persuaded the man to surrender. He climbed to just below the third level, which is the highest level of the 1,063-foot tower, and stayed there. His motives remain unclear. Authorities declined to give details about his identity, and they haven't said how the man managed to get past security. I'm Tim McGuire.